Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on this morning. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. I thank you for your word. Teach us by your word. Penetrate our hearts and our minds and our soul and our spirit, Lord. Get into the nooks and crannies of our mind where we are obstinate, where we struggle, where we reject, where we are stubborn, where we are trying to go against the word of God. Get into their revealed truth to us that we may be free. And he who the Son has set free is free indeed. Help us, O Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Going to go back to the book of John, John chapter 16. We are going to begin with let's reread verse 32. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own place, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Now, Jesus said, I'm speaking all these things to you that you might have peace. Even though you're going to leave me, you're going to forsake me, you're going to walk away. When you are questioned about your faith, you're going to deny me. You are going to scatter abroad when it comes time for my crucifixion. No man is going to be standing with me, but I am not alone. The Father is with me. But these things I speak to you that ye might have peace. It's hard to even understand. When God knows that we are going to reject him and going to be flaky in our commitment, he still is depositing us. He still went to the cross. He still sacrificed, he still died, he still was raised from the dead by the Spirit of himself, and he still loves us, and he still did it even though we do the things that we do. It's incredible. It's incredible. And he said, I speak these things to you that you might have peace. I've been speaking all these things to you that you have access to the Father. Anything you pray in my name, he will give it to you. I'm going to leave you with a comforter. I'm going to leave you with the Spirit. I'm telling you right now that you have peace in me, but you will have tribulation in this world. But be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. I'm leaving all this with you. I'm leaving all this information with you. I'm telling you greater work shall ye do. I'm telling you all these things. I'm leaving a powerful force with you, the Spirit of God, that you should be able to tread upon serpents and nothing by shall any means harm you. I love you, and you're going to leave me anyway, but I love you. You're going to depart from me. Yes, we're going to come back, but you're going to forsake me, but I'm going to do it anyway. Oh my gosh. It's incredible. What kind of love is this? What manner of love that the Father has bestowed upon us that we should even be called sons of God? How are we called sons of God and we do the things that we do? That we forsake the Father, even to this day. And I know people say, boy, if I was one of the disciples, I was right there with him. I saw the miracles and I saw everything. I'd be right there with him. We would walk away too. We would walk away too. God loves us with a love that is so unconditional, we cannot understand. I cannot understand it. I don't understand a love that is there no matter what, because the love that I have been shown and I have shown others is a failing love. It's a love that doesn't hold up in all situations. And that's my basis of understanding. So when God says, I have so loved the world that I have gave my only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Greater love hath no man. You know, I lay down my life. And all these things, it's like, oh, Lord, help us. Because it's hard to understand. It's hard to understand that kind of love. But he has that love for us. And in verse 33, he says, I tell you these things that you might have peace in the world. You shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. He is speaking prophetically. He hasn't even died yet. But he's already overcome the world. Before the foundation of the world, it was already said and done. It was already finished that he would overcome the world and that we might be more than conquerors. So let's go over to Romans chapter 8 and let's begin in verse 28, which is a very familiar scripture. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that who are the called according to his purpose. We are called according to purpose, and we know that all things are working together for good because we love God. Verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn of many brethren. He foreknew us, the ones that will be saved. He foreknew us. And he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. He already predetermined that we were going to be conformed to the image of Christ. And Christ here is the firstborn of many brethren, that he is the prototype of what we shall become. And it was already predetermined or predestinated that we are going to conform to the image of Christ. And so, you know what? We are studying the Word of God and we are doing these things. But you know what? God is placing that desire within our hearts that we are seeking after him. That's how it is that we don't have any no part in our salvation. It is all the work of God that we even believe. It says, he that come to God must first believe. Well, that belief is placed in us. God is doing all the work. He's already predestined that we might be conformed, predestinated that we might be conformed to the image of his Son. We conform, molded and shaped into the image of his Son, into his likeness. He spoke it into existence before the foundation of the world, before we ever were. He already spoke it into existence that we would be conformed to the image of his Son. And we have the prototype of Jesus, that we are going to be in his likeness. And that is what we are striving after. Verse 30, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he also called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Oh my God. He predestinated us to be conformed to the image of his Son. He called us that when we heard our name, we came. And whom he called, he justified, which we already read in John, that he justified us already. He justified us by his blood. There was nothing that we did. Justification by his blood. We're going to continue. I know we're in the middle of a thought. We're going to continue in verse 30 of Romans chapter 8. And whom he did justify, them he also glorified. And tomorrow we're going to talk about justification and glorification. God bless you. Join me tomorrow on the Word of Me. God bless.